Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Ram Goldar and Terem Zechus Benachos Daf Nun of the fourth Perkat Chelos. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, a brisa darshens bashemen with oil, which is superfluous since the pasuk says it's fried on a machvas and require a log of oil like any other minchas machvas. Hosiv bashemen. The extra word comes to add oil onto it beyond the standard amount, but does not indicate how much. Rabbi Shmuel ben Noach from Yochanan ben Brocha says the pasuk solas mincha tamid, fine flour as a mincha continually, compares it to the mincha brought with the carbon tamid. Just as the minchas tamid requires three login of oil, so to the chavita kohen gadol require three login of oil. Rabbi Shimon says riba kan shemen, the Torah increased the oil required here for chavitim based on the superfluous bashemen, but riba minchas kvasim shemen, and the Torah increased the oil required for the mincha of the lambs, meaning the tamid, beyond the standard log of oil for an isar on a flour. Just as the tamid requires three login of oil for an isaron of flour, so too chavitim require three login of oil for their isaron. We do not derive from a mincha parim and elim to require two login of oil per isaron, because chavitim are more similar to mincha's tamid, which is likewise one isaron of flour, as opposed to the mincha parim and elim, which are multiple isaronos. Point number two, the next mission states that if no kohen gadol was appointed in place of a kohen gadol who died, mishal mihai zakreva, from whose funds were the chavitim brought? Rabbi Shimon says it was brought Mishal Tzibor, from the funds of the community, and Rabbi Yehuda says Mishal Yorshin, from the Kohen Gadol's heirs. These chavitim were brought whole, meaning the entire Ison was offered. Rabbi Yehuda derives his opinion from the Pasuk, V'akona Mashiach Tatav Mebanav Yaseh Osa, and if the anointed Kohen dies in his place from one of his sons, he shall make it. They do not bring it in halves like the Kohen Gadol did, because the Pasuk says Osa, it, implying they bring Kula Bochetzia, all of it, not half of it. Rav Shimon darshens Chok Olam, an eternal law to teach Mishal Olam. It's funded from the community when there's no Kohen Gadol. And pointing with you, the Gemara asks of Rav Shimon's drush in the Brisa, which implies that the Chavitin were funded when there's no Kohen Gadol from the community, mid the Raisa, is contradicted by a Mishnah in which Rav Shimon lists seven takanos, including Utanai Basinhu. It's a stipulation in Basin that Kohen Gadol Shemes Vo Mino Akohen Acher Taktav. If a Kohen Gadol dies and they did not appoint another Kohen in his place, Shetehe Minchaso Kreva Mishal Tzibor, that his Mincha of Chavitin should be brought by communal funds. This proves that it's a rabbinical enactment. Rabbi Abahu answers that there were two takanas. Midoraisa, they were funded from the Tzibor, but during the second base of Migdash, when many unworthy Kohanim Gadolim purchased the possession and did not survive a full year, Basin saw it was draining on the funds of the Lishka. They enacted that the Yorshim should fund the Chavitin. Later, when they saw the Yorshim were negligent in paying for it, they restored the biblical law for the Tzibor to fund the Chavitin, and this is the takana to which Rabbi Shimon referred. So once again, the 3 points are number one. A brisa darshens bashemen with oil, which is superfluous since the pasuk says it's fried in a machvas and would require a log of oil like any minchas machvas. Hosiv lashemen. The extra word comes to add oil onto it beyond the standard amount, but does not indicate how much. Rabbi Shmuel ben Noach from Yochanan ben Brocha says the pasuk solas mincha tamid, fine flour as a mincha continually, compares it to the mincha brought with the carbon tamid. Just as the minchas tamid requires three login of oil, so to the chavita kohen gadol require three login of oil. Rav Shimon says, riba kan shemen, the Torah increased the oil required here for chavitim based on the superfluous bashemen, but riba minchas kvasim shemen, and the Torah increased the oil required for the mincha of the lambs, meaning the tamid, beyond the standard log of oil for an isar on a flour. Just as the tamid requires three login of oil for an isar on a flour, so too chavitim require three login of oil for their isaron. We do not derive from a mincha parim and elim to require two login of oil per isaron, because chavitin are more similar to mincha's tamid, which is likewise one isaron of flour, as opposed to the mincha parim and elim, which are multiple isaronos. Point number two, the next mission states that if no kohen gadol was appointed in place of a kohen gadol who died, mishal mihai zakreva, from whose funds were the chavitin brought? Rabbi Shimon says it was brought Mishal Tzibor, from the funds of the community, and Rabbi Yehuda says Mishal Yorshin, from the Kohen Gadol's heirs. These chavitim were brought whole, meaning the entire Ison was offered. Rabbi Yehuda derives his opinion from the pasuk, V'akona Mashiach Tatav Mebanav Yaseh Osa, and if the anointed Kohen dies in his place from one of his sons, he shall make it. They do not bring it in halves like the Kohen Gadol did, because the pasuk says Osa, it, implying they bring Kula Bochetzia, all of it, not half of it. Rav Shimon darshens Chok Olam, an eternal law to teach Mishal Olam. It's funded from the community when there's no Kohen Gadol. And pointing with you, the Gemara asks if Rabbi Shimon's drush in the Braisa, which implies that the Chavitin were funded when there's no kongala from the community, midaraisa, is contradicted by a Mishnah in which Rabbi Shimon lists seven takanos, including Utanai Basinhu. It's a stipulation in Basin that kongala shemes vo mino akona acher taktav. If a kongala dies and they did not appoint another kohen in his place, shetehe minchaso kreva mishal tzibor, that his mincha of Chavitin should be brought by communal funds. This proves that it's a rabbinical enactment. Yavo answers that there were two takanas. Midaraisa, they were funded from the tzibur, but during the second base of Migdash, when many unworthy Kohanim Kedoyim purchased the position and did not survive a full year, Basin saw it was draining on the funds of the Lishka. They enacted that the Yorshim should fund the Chavitin. Later, when they saw the Yorshim were negligent in paying for it, they restored the biblical law for the tzibur to fund the Chavitin, and this is the takana to which Rabbi Shimon referred. All right, so now we go to Simon Daf Nun Aleph, and our standard Simon is a beaver because beavers gnaw. So here goes. While the community reminisced about how the Kohen Gadol used to use beaver skin pouches to bring the three lugin of oil to the base of Migdash for his Minchas Chavitin, the Rav who declared that Minator, since a new Kohen Gadol has not yet been appointed, that Tzibur should be paying for the Chavitin, was interrupted by another Rav in a beaver hat who said, since this is happening way too often, the Yorshi must now pay. So once again, slow motion. While the community reminisced about how the Kohen Gadol used to use beaver skin pouches, beaver, that must Moran Daf, Nun Aleph, Nah. While the community reminisced about how the Kohen Gadol used to use beaver skin pouches to bring the three lugin of oil to the base of Migdash for his Minchas Chavitin, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the source that Chaviti Kohen Gadol require three lugin of shemen. So, while the community reminisced about how the Kohen Gadol used to use beaver skin pouches to bring the three lugin of oil to the base of Migdash for his Minchas Chavitin, the Rav who declared that Minator, since a new Kohen Gadol has not yet been appointed, the Tzibur should be paying for the Chavitin, which reminds us, the next Mishnah says that if no Kohen Gadol was appointed in place of a Kohen Gadol who died, Mishal Mihai Sekreva, from whose funds were the Chavitin brought? Rav Shimon says it was brought Mishal Tzibur from the funds of the community, and Rav Yudah says Mishal Yorshin from the Kohen Gadol heirs. So while the community reminisced about how the Kohen Gadol used to use beaver skin pouches to bring the three lugin of oil to the base of Migdash for his Minchas Chavitin, the Rav declared that Minator, since a new Kohen Gadol has not yet been appointed, that Tzibur should be paying for the Chavitin, was interrupted by another Rav in a beaver hat who said, since this is happening way too often, the Yorshim must now pay, which reminds us, Rabbi Avo explains that there were two takanas, midaraisa. The Minchas Chavitin were funded from the Tzibur, but during the second base of Migdash, when many unworthy Kohanim Gadolim purchased the position and didn't survive a full year, Basin saw it was draining on the funds of the Lishkas, they enacted that the Yorshim should fund the Chavitin. Later, when they saw that the Yorshim were negligent in paying for it, they restored the biblical law for the Tzibur to fund the Chavitin, and this is the takana to which Rabbi Shimon referred. So once again, while the community reminisced about how the Kohen Gadol used to use beaver skin pouches to bring the three lugin of oil to the base of Migdash for his Minchas Chavitin, the Rav who declared that Minator, since a new Kohen Gadol has not yet been appointed, that Tzibur should be paying for the Chavitin, was interrupted by another Rav in a beaver hat who said, since this is happening way too often, the Yorshim must now pay. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Hazara. Daf Mem Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Mem Zayin is a maze. So here goes. The contestants at the Kibse Atzeres maze, that must Moran Daf Mem Zayin. The contestants at the Kibse Atzeres maze by being Makadosh the Shtei Alechem, by passing through both the Shechita and Zrika gates, which reminds us, a Braisa teaches that the Kibse Atzeres and Makadosh, they sanctify the Shtei Alechem with Shechita. Thus, if both the Shechita and Zrika were done with Shman, the Lechem may be eaten. If they were shechted shelo shman, the lechem is not sanctified. If the shechita was lishman, but the zrika was shelo shman, Rebbe says, halechem kadosh ve'eino kadosh. The bread is sanctified and not sanctified. Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon says, it's not kadosh unless both the shechita and zrika were lishman. So the contestants at the Kibse Atzeres maze entered by Bima Kaddish, the Shtei Alechem, by passing through both the Shechita and Zrika gates, and were challenged to do a Zrika's Pika while looking through the telescope at the Lechem outside the maze, which reminds us, a Braisa teaches, that if the Shtei Alechem left Yerushalayim between the Shechita and Zrika, and the Zrika was done with intent to eat the lambs Chutz L'Zmanan, outside, there are a lot of time, Rabbi Eliezer says the Lechem does not become Pigal, and Rabbi Kiva says it does. So the contestants at the Kibseh Atzeres Maze entered by being Mekadosh the Shtei Alechem, by passing through both the Shechita and Zerika gates, and were challenged to do a Zerika Spika while looking through the telescope at the Lechem outside the maze, and to find the missing Lechem, because if it stays lost, there's no solution to do a Zerika Shelo Lishma to permit the Basar to be eaten. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yirmiyah asked Rabbi Zera, if the Kvasim were Shechted properly, and the Lechem was subsequently lost, so if the Zerika is completed properly, the Kvasim would not need to be destroyed. Ma'usha Yisrael Daman Shoshman Hatir Basu Ba'achila. Can he throw their blood not for their sake to permit them meat for consumption? If Zerika is performed for the sake of an ordinary Shlamim, it removes the Kibseh Atzer status from the Kvasim and may permit their consumption without Lechem. Daf Memches. So the Simmer Daf Memches is Moach brains, and we use brainiacs. So here goes. Well, one brainiac, that was more on Daf Memches, Moach. Well, one brainiac was trying to compute what happens when two kvasim are shechted on four loaves, which reminds us, the Brisa states that if one shechted the two kvasim on four challahs instead of two, Moshech shtayim mehen umanifan, he removes two of them and weighs them together with the shechted lambs, v'ashar ne'achelos bepidyon, and the remaining loaves are eaten through redemption. So while one brainiac was trying to compute what happens when two kvasim were shechted on four loaves, by contrasting it with the case where four kvasim were shechted over two loaves, which reminds us, Rabbi China Tarasa taught a brisa before Rabbi Yochanan, that if one shechted four kvasim over two loaves, Moshech shnai mehen v'zorg damen shelo lishman, he removes two of them and throws their blood not for their sake, but for an ordinary shlamim sake, because otherwise the last two kvasim will be forbidden in consumption since only two kvasim are required. Rabbi Yochanan objected, but do we tell a person arise and sin so that you will gain? So while one brainiac was trying to compute what happens when two kvasim were shechted on four loaves, by contrasting it with the case where four kvasim were shechted over two loaves, another brainiac was working to determine whether kibseh atzeres brought shelo lishma or pasul like a chatas or kosher like a shamei nadava, which reminds us of Yitzhak Tata Brisa, kibseh atzeres sheshchatan shelo kmitzvasan, if lambs of shvus were shechted not according to the prescribed way, rather, they were shechted shelo lishman, their pasul, and are left overnight and are burned. Rav Nachum told him that he compares the kibseh atzeres to a chatas because they're mentioned together in the pasuk, deriving that just as a chatas shechted shelo lishman is pasul, so too kibseh atzeres shechted shelo lishman are pasul. However, a ton of Levi's yeshiva holds their kasher, deriving shalmei chova mishalmei nadava, obligatory shlamim, from voluntary shlamim. That brisa discusses shlamim v'nazra, another case of obligatory shlamim.
Daf Mem Tes. So the simon Daf Mem Tes is meat, and we often use a butcher in the simon. So here goes.
The butcher, that must be on Daf Mem Tes, meat. The butcher from Carbonus Catering, who was upset when a shochet informed him, he shechted a lamb with intent that it was a ram, which reminds us, Gemara has machlokes whether akir batalos havi akira, an erroneous uprooting of lishma, whether it's still considered an uprooting. So the butcher from Carbonus Catering, who was upset when his shochet informed him he shechted a lamb with intent that it was a ram, since Akir Batalos Havi Akira, had to decide whether to use one lamb for his tamid cut or musaf cut, which reminds us, Rabbi Chiya bar Avin asked Rabbi Chisda, if the tzibur does not have enough animals for the tamidim and musafim obligations, eiz mehen kodim, which one of them takes precedence? The tamidim of that day certainly take precedence over the musafim of that day, since that day's tamidim are tadr umakudash, the more frequent and holy. The question is where there are only enough animals for tomorrow's tamidim or today's musafim, since the tamidim are tadir, but the musafim are makudash, since they're being brought on Shabbos, in contrast to the next day's tamidim. So the butcher from Carbonus Catering, who was upset when a shochet informed him, he shechted a lamb with intent that it was a ram, since Akir Batalos Havi Akira, had to decide whether to use the one lamb for his tamikat or musafkat, while his competitor proudly looked on as he always kept a supply of no less than six checked lambs necessary for Shabbos and the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, which reminds us, our Mishnah states, Ein pochasim mishisha tlaim hamuvakarin b'lishkas katlaim. We have no fewer than six checked lambs in the chamber of lambs, enough for the karbonis necessary for Shabbos in the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, which is 3 days of two tamidim each. The Gemara explains that this refers to lambs which were examined for mumin for 4 days before Shechita.
Daf Nun. So the Siman Daf Nun is a non-stop flight. So here goes. The passengers on the non-stop flight, that must mean we're on Daf Nun. The passengers on the non-stop flight who were delayed and missed the inauguration of the Mizbech HaChitzon in the morning and the Mizbech HaZahav in the afternoon, which reminds us the Gemara discusses which avodah of the day inaugurates the Mizbeach HaChitzon and the Mizbeach HaZahav. So the passengers on the nonstop flight who were delayed and missed the inauguration of the Mizbeach HaChitzon in the morning and the Mizbeach HaZahav in the afternoon, and saw the shocking news that the Kohen Gadol died after bringing his Chatzi Asorna of the Minchas Chavitin in the morning, and what happened when a new Kohen Gadol was appointed that day, which reminds us that the Kohen Gadol brought a Chatzi Asorna of the Minchas Chavitin in the morning and died, and another Kohen Gadol was appointed that day, he cannot bring another half Isaron for the afternoon, nor can he use the original remaining half Isaron. Instead, he must bring another full Isaron, divide it, and offer half of it while the other half is destroyed. In total, two halves are offered and two halves are destroyed. A brisa teaches that both destroyed halves require ibur tzura, a change of appearance through remaining overnight, before being burned. So the passengers on the nonstop flight who were delayed and missed the inauguration of the Mizbeach HaChitzon in the morning and the Mizbeach HaZahav in the afternoon, and saw the shocking news that the Kohen Gadol died after bringing his Chetzi Asaron of the Minchas Chavitin in the morning, and what happened when new Kohen Gadol was appointed that day, could smell the aroma from the galley where the steward is preparing the Chavitin-style meals by baking then frying, and baking, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchokes about the order of baking and frying of the Chaviti Kohen Gadol. Rav Yossi says, Tafena Rabba, it should be baked a lot. He interprets it as both na and na'eh. Therefore, it's first baked, so it's baked while attractive, then fried, then baked again, so it's partially cooked before baking. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do you discuss which avodah of the day inaugurates the Mizbeach HaChitzon and the Mizbeach HaPnimi? That's on daf? None. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you discuss if the lechem was lost after shechita? Can zrika be performed shelo l'shma to permit the meat? That's on daf? Mem Zayin.
Good. Number 3.
Which daf do you discuss kibsei atzeres, which were shechted shelo l'shma, whether they are pasul like achatas or kasher like shalmei nedava? That's on daf? Mem Ches.
Good.
Number 4.
Which daf do you discuss two tikkunos according to Rabbi Shimon regarding the funding of the Chaviti Kohen Gadol? That's on daf? None off.
Good.
Number 5.
Which daf do we have machokas whether Akir Batalos Havi Akira? That's on daf? Memtes.
Good.
Number 6.
Which daf do we learn that the Shtei Alechem brought with Hakvasim are waved and then they're left out overnight until their appearance changes and then they go to the basis Refa? That's on daf? Membald.
Good.
Number 7.
Which daf do you discuss who funds the Chavitin when a new Kohen Gadol was not appointed? That's on daf?
None of.
Good.
Number 8.
Which daf do we learn that if one did not find two bowls for the musaf of Rosh Chodesh, he should still bring one? That's on daf? Mem Hei.
Good.
Number 9.
Which daf brings the source that the Chaviti Kohen Gadol require 3 gugin of shemen? That's on daf?
None of.
Great. And number 10. Which daf do we learn that when Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar for 40 years, the kvasim were offered without bread, since the Shtei Lechem can only be brought from Eretz Yisrael's produce? That's on daf? Mem Hei.
Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.